Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And
the Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 10, 34 to 48. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 John 5, 1-8. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father, loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gospel is from St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 9 through 17. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This weekend, I'd like to talk a little bit about friendship. And I'm not talking about the virtual kind of friendship that we have on Facebook, where you have 1,000 friends or whatever, and a lot of them you may not even know who they are, or hitting a like button or whatever. I'm not talking about that kind of friendship. I'm talking about the friendship that is personal. And my birthday is on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
But every May 5th, I have a friend that calls me up from first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And yeah, pretty impressive. But it's like we never stopped seeing each other. Mm-hmm. We just pick up where it was before. That's the kind of friendship that I'm talking about. I don't think the government calls you a friend. It doesn't call me a friend. The government makes laws and expects you to follow them. And if a politician does something for you, it's likely not because you're a friend, but because they want your vote. I don't know if you remember during the days when Bill Clinton was president, there was a group of people that were called FOBs.
Friends of Bill.
People who had donated enough money to him that that he would give them a favor. If they gave enough money, they could stay sleep in the Lincoln Room of the White House. Friends today aren't what they used to be, and I think the world suffers because of that. In a world that has a lot of people who are haves and have-nots and all that kind of stuff. Jesus turns this all upside down, right? And if you listen to the text closely, what he calls us is his friends. We don't deserve to be his friends. We are his enemies because we've sinned against him in thought, word, and deed by what we've done and by what we've left undone. But the marvelous thing is that Jesus comes down in the flesh and becomes one of us and calls us his friends. The Pharisees and the tax collectors had a problem with that because Jesus sat in the house of tax collectors and prostitutes and all sorts of bad people and called them his friends. Greater love has no one that he lays down his life. And that's what Jesus comes to do for us, to lay his life down for us. We don't see a lot of that friendship out there in our world today like this, in a world today that's more hostile to God than ever before. Jesus still comes. He comes to call us his friends. He comes to lay his life down for us. He comes to wash away our sins and to adopt us and make us his children. He comes to feed us with his body and blood. That's his way. It's the way of love. Not kind of this superficial love, but an agape love that is willing to sacrifice and give everything. So that's kind of where I'm going to go with this today, to talk about friendship.
About following the Father's commands and abiding in his love, where he says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. And just the other day, one of our dear friends passed through death to eternal life. He would come here and just encourage us. He would, he always had something good to say. His was not a culture of grievance, like I talked about last week. His was a culture of love. He would come and always find something good to say. And you had an opportunity to see him before he died, and so did I. And, you know, he just said, well, I love you so much and care about you. And, you know, there was joy with him even in the midst of what he feared was death, like we all do. It was kind of interesting. His wife told me that before he died, she said to him, Pastor, I said, Charles, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And she said he smiled and died. And, you know, he's one of the people, that crowd of great witnesses that surround us now and encourage us as we who are still in the race, right? And I'll be thinking of him when you say, together with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, I'll think especially of Charles. And, you know, people who are genuine, and we know this too, right, in who we serve, there's so many people at Trinity who the love of God has touched their lives and has, they keep tapping into the love of God, and they do things for you, and they care about you, even when others don't.
He had to bring his name up. You got me all choked up.
Well, I know. I knew, you know, things were getting close, you know, I don't know if you know, the reason we didn't get cut off when I told you, I kind of got choked up too, because we're going to miss him.
But, he appeared on the show.
Yeah, remember? That's the longest one we had.
We watched it last night.
Yeah.
And I forget that it was in 2022, but it's worth watching.
It's incumbent upon us to recognize that we cannot do this
right.
unless we ask for the forgiveness of sins, receive have our sins forgiven and things like that. We can't assume that, oh, just because Jesus is here, we're going to get this. Bottom line is, we have to stay in the faith and know exactly what is required of us, which is nothing really when you think of it, other than the fact that you recognize that Jesus is the way.
But he's now rejoicing. And it was interesting to me how joyful he was on his deathbed, especially when his granddaughter, we went to confirm his granddaughter so that he could see it, because he was so supportive of her. And I said, well, we got to do professional faith too. And she's like, what? We got to ask questions, right, Grandpa? He goes, oh, yeah. And then he looked at her after we were done and said, you know, welcome to Rowan. And he looked at her and he said, just remember, this is forever. And it is. So we'll see him again.
Yeah.
And we rejoice. But people like that, and we have a lot of people like that here who you can tell the love of God has been brought to bear on their lives.
But whenever he would call and say, I want to encourage you, would not just be a short visit.
Oh, he goes, well, and he would come in and say, I know you're busy, I just got a few minutes. But every minute was worth it.
Yeah.
So
that's why I picked this hymn.
Good.
Which is 474. We're singing it this Sunday, and specifically verse 4 hit me. Mm-hmm. So let's sing 1, 4, and 5.
Very good.
Alleluia, Jesus is risen, trumpets resounding in glorious light. Splendor the Lamb, heaven forever. Oh, what a miracle God has in sight. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent, death put asunder and Easter is bright. Cherubim sing, O grave be open, clothe us in wonder, adorn us in light. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. City of God, Easter forever, golden Jerusalem, Jesus the Lamb, river of life, saints and archangels sing with creation to God the I Am. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. See you Sunday.